We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Sam.
I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hello, I'm Hallie, and here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Well, God never said that bad things would not happen in our world. And I'm sure each and every one of you has had a time in your life when you felt sad or afraid. Maybe you worry about all of the evil in this world. So many people suffering. When sin entered into this world in the Garden of Eden, so did death and suffering.
We will have trials, struggles,
wars,
earthquakes,
floods.
But through them all, God promised that He would always be with us.
Do not worry, I am with you. Raise up your staff, stretch out your hand. Do not be troubled. I will save my people, for I am who I am. Do not worry.
Do not worry.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my people, for I am who I am. I am the Lord God of
creation,
the light in the darkness,
the giver of life.
I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am your God.
Do not worry.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my
people.
For
I am
who I am.
All through the Bible, God allows bad things to happen.
We can't always understand what His plan is.
We won't know why certain things happen until we get to heaven.
But God our Father will use these trials to teach us.
I've chosen a psalm today that really talks about God's protection when we face trials. It's Psalm 91, and let's listen for God's promises. There are lots of them in this psalm.
Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty."
I will say of the Lord, "He is my refuge and my fortress,
my God in whom I trust."
Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers,
and under His wings you will find refuge.
His faithfulness will be our shield and rampart.
You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day,
nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness,
nor the plague that destroys at midday.
1,000 may fall at your side,
10,000 at your right hand,
but it will not come near you.
And you will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked.
If you make the Most High your dwelling,
even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you.
No disaster will come near your tent.
For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
They will lift you up in their hands,
so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
You will tread upon the lion and the cobra.
You will trample the great lion and the serpent.
Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him.
For he acknowledges my name.
He will call upon me, and I will answer him.
I will be with him in trouble.
I will deliver him and honor him.
With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Now, let's think about some of the promises that we read.
That whenever we call on God, he'll always answer us.
Okay.
He will rescue us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hallie.
He'll save us.
Hannah.
He will protect us.
Mm-hmm. What will he do with his angels? Remember what we read? Hallie.
Send them down to help us.
Yes. Isn't that a neat thought that God will send his angels down to help us? So what else? What other promises? Sam.
I was just stretching.
Oh, okay. Alexa.
That if we honor God, he'll take care of us.
Okay.
He will be with us when we are facing trouble.
That's right. And all through the Bible, we can read words of hope and strength, God's promises. So let's read a few of them now. Luke, why don't we start with yours?
Isaiah 41 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you.
Do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
I will strengthen you and help you.
I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
The 23rd Psalm says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
For you are with me.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil.
My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
These are just some of God's promises that give us hope and strength.
And God will never break his promise.
God will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways. He will help of trouble, he will save you. Put your hope in the Lord, put your faith in the Lord, put your trust in the Lord always.
God said, "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go."
That's his promise.
God said, "I will be a father to you and you will be my sons and daughters."
That's his promise.
God said, "I will never leave you. Never will I forsake you."
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and he will restore. He will love them forevermore. God will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways. He will help you in times of trouble. He will save you. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord always.
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry."
That's his promise.
Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life."
That's his promise.
Jesus said, "I will come back and take you to be where I am."
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and he will restore.
God will never break his promise to us.
We know that he will always be with us.
When sin entered in the world, God did not leave us there.
He sent Jesus to save us. But the Bible also says that Satan is in the world ready to pounce on us like a roaring lion.
How do we protect ourselves from all of the evil that's in this world?
Believe in God and trust in Him.
Okay, uh-huh.
Pray.
Okay.
Read the Bible.
I think all of these things, and we can read about praying and believing and reading God's Word and claiming it in Ephesians chapter 6.
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand,
it says, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
Keep on praying for all the saints. That means pray for all believers to be protected.
Every day, put on the armor of God.
Be strong.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for all of the promises that you have given us to give us hope, strength, and protection.
When bad things come our way, help us to trust you and look to you for help.
To be alert and keep praying for all of your children.
We know that no matter what happens, Jesus will save us.
We will live with him forever.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you learned that God is always with you.
When bad things happen, He will help you.
And remember,
put on the full armor of God.
Every day. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.